We are sitting in the parking lot of Pooh's Taekwondo in the famous Edmond, Oklahoma. It's the middle of the country. It's always windy in Oklahoma. It's windy today. So here we are. Let's go in and check it out. I'm Jeff Fine-Thomas, and I'm one of the instructors for the women's self-defense class here at Pooh's Taekwondo. Basically, our job is to try to help women to feel empowered to take control over their fear, in part, but also to have the skills they need in order to defeat an attack if they should ever encounter that. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. Therapists are really trained to deal with things after the bad thing has happened. When I was in graduate school, I didn't have a single class on prevention. I started the self-defense class about a year and a half ago. That's when the idea came to my head that maybe I could combine my two worlds into something that could be meaningful and different. I really expected that the class would be stressful for people, that it would be very serious. But what happened was actually quite surprising to me. Instead of it being sober and intensely emotional, the women were just laughing. They were having a good time. Okay, so the first thing that you need to do is ask her if it's okay to touch her.
Can I touch you?
Yes.
Okay, so now you have consent, and what you're going to do is you're going to be in the mount position that's just straddling her stomach, and so Rabunin can sit down. So for obvious reasons, this is a very dangerous situation to be in. I realized that we met a goal that we wanted to meet, which is to make it something that people would want to do. And ever since then, every class that we've had, it's been like that. There's a ton of laughter, and it's frankly, it's just a hoot.
Touch you.
Yes.
So we have a lot of fun with this. And then on this side, using your left, you're gonna trap her right ankle.
I think it's really important that we create more dialogue and awareness of the issues of sexual assault and domestic violence, especially in Oklahoma.
I wouldn't say that Oklahoma is bursting at the seams with resources for women. The next part of our program is to figure out the comprehensive curriculum. And really what we're wanting to do is to teach women how to identify risk factors in their environment. We also spend a fair amount of time figuring out the characteristics of coercive men. It is common for most women's self-defense classes to be taught by women. Having a male in the room changes the dynamic, and not a lot of women want to be touched by a male, even in a safe teaching environment. But I didn't want to give up this journey because I'm male. That didn't make sense to me. It made more sense to me that people need this information, and I'm in a position to be teaching it because of my unique skills, the overlap of my two worlds of mental health care and Taekwondo. And we'll let them decide whether or not a male can teach it.